Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation. This meditation is taken from 3 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loved to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. I'm going to read these two verses from a translated Bible. So we ourselves should take care of them in order that we may become partners with them in the Lord's work. I sent a brief letter to the church about this, but proud Diotrephes, who loves to push himself forward as the leader of the Christians there, does not admit my authority over him and refuses to listen to me. This is John writing, and John is the elder, and the Diotrephes, and I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he chose himself as being a leader of the Christians. He was not chosen by God. He chose himself. And this chapter is referring to Gaius, who was receiving traveling missionaries and teachers of God. Because in those days, when God's messengers would go from city to city, they went with the clothes on their back. They went with no money, no food, no place to lay their head. They just went from place to place delivering God's message. And those who took care of them were fellow Christians. So Gaius, he was one of the people that would give them shelter and food and whatever they needed at the time. And he would send them off, filled, happy, blessed, and with money and extra food for their travel to the next place. God's chosen people, his messengers, his missionaries, their main purpose was to preach the word so that they can save souls for Christ. Let people know the story of Jesus, about him being our salvation. And that was their main thing, was to just preach the word. And they didn't have to fret over how they was going to be taken care of, because God's people were the ones that were supposed to take care of them. So they weren't supposed to have that concern about their life. And they would go to John, when they reached the place where John was, they would let John know how great that Gaius was to them, how he helped them, how he took care of them, and fellowship with them. And so they was just letting John know how grateful they were for him and for his loving deeds and for the things that he did for them. And but John had written that church in that town that they were referring to for them to do that, to do what Gaius was doing. But this Diotrephes, he refused to follow what John had said in the letter. And when his people, when the people of the church, because they're not really his people, they're God's people. So when the people of the church would step out and help the traveling missionaries and teachers of God, this man who appointed himself as the leader of the Christians tried to have them put out the church. He did not want them to help these people, God's messengers, and he didn't want to help them. We're seeing two type of people. We're seeing those who are really children of God, and then we're seeing those who are claiming to be. When I read these verses, I was trying to get out of it what God was saying to me, what his message is for me. And it got to where I had to put everything down and just stop doing that part of the meditation. Because I said, Lord, there's more. There's something in here for me. And I want to know what that is. I can understand the two verses. One being praising someone who's helping God's children, God's messengers. And the other one, someone who doesn't want to help God's teachers and messengers, but yet he appointed himself over the Christians. So that was two different actions. Those who do good are those who are of the Lord. Those who do evil are not. So that was the difference between the two verses. And I just kept going on and on and on. I wrote so many different notes on those two verses. But no matter what I wrote, I felt that there was something not being said, something that I wasn't getting out of those two verses, something that was a special message in there for me. And I only had like maybe 3 hours of sleep that day. This is yesterday's meditation that I'm sharing with you today. And there was something that I wasn't getting, but I knew was there. Have you ever had that feeling where you read something and you think about it and you know there's something that you're not getting from it, but you know there's something there for you to get from it? And then you keep thinking about it and talking about the verses. I just kept going over the verses and talking about the verses and saying different things about the verses and different stories around the verses. And I even read the whole chapter. But there was still something I wasn't getting. And I said, Lord, I'm going to put this up and I'm going to try again tomorrow. And that's today. And I wanted to get this done so I can do my today's meditation. And so I said, God, did you give me the right verse? Is this the verse that you want to give me? Did I not see the verse correctly yesterday? Confirm that this is the verse that you wanted me to have for yesterday's meditation. And the Lord confirmed that, yes, this is the verse he wanted me to have for yesterday's meditation. So I said, Lord, well, help me. Help me to see what it is that you want me to know. What is your special message for me with this verse, with these verses? What is it? Because I want to know what I'm missing. I want to know what you have for me. Help me to understand. Give me a message, Lord. Give me a message. And he gave me, I wrote down what he gave me. And this is what he gave. I'm not even going to share with you the notes that I was writing, because I was just writing things about how we can help God's people when they are only going around spreading the word of God so that souls can be won to Christ. And they have nothing, no home, no clothes, no money, no food, no nothing. They just going from place to place, spreading the word of God, and how fellow Christians would be the ones to help provide for this person so that this person can spend all their time and energy on giving out the word of God, being the word of God, spreading the word of God, so that souls can be won to Christ. And my notes were different things around that. So I'm not even going to read my notes because they're jumbled up. They're all over the place. I'm just going to share with you what God gave me today about yesterday's meditation so that I can move forward and do today's meditation. This is what God gave me. Have no concern about your life. You are taken care of. Your life is a representation of my love and light. Just be all that you are, and life will take care of you. My chosen will assist you. Be free and know that my people are here and will partner up with you to move forward in my plans for you. Be still and know that I am God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So this message that God has given me is what I will contemplate. Yesterday, my mind was going around and around and around, looking for that nugget from God, looking for that special message for me in those verses. And it wasn't until this morning, today, that God gave me what I was seeking. And I thank the Lord for allowing me to think on these verses, to pull different things out of these verses. And I thank Him for showing me how we are taken care of, that we don't have to worry about our lives. And it's a verse in there that says that we don't have to worry about what to wear and what to eat and where to lay our heads. We don't have to worry about that, because God is going to take care of us. He has people out there, His chosen people, who will come to our aid. They're everywhere. God is going to take care of us. And we don't have to put so much worry and concern in those things. Instead, we're to put our energy into being who and what we are, and into growing who we are, becoming and being who we are. Everything else will take care of itself. And I know that I get anxious at times. God, what's the next step? God, I know I'm available to live Thy grand master plan. What's next? And I'm sometimes concerned about, where am I going to get money? What kind of income am I going to be bringing in? How do I bring in the income? How do I use my gifts and talents to bring in income? God doesn't want my worries and concerns around that. He just wants me to be who and what I am, to put my time and energy on that, on developing myself, on bringing more of me through. That's what I'm to put my time and energy on. Everything else will be taken care of. And I know that it's not always easy as human beings to not be concerned about daily necessities. And this is what God is helping me with in this message. Don't be concerned about your daily necessities. Don't be concerned about the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the roof over your head, money, income coming in, money to pay bills. Don't be concerned about that. Just shine His love and light and let life take care of itself. Let life take care of itself. Because He has people lined up in your path to assist you when it's time. And I thank God for teaching me and helping me to understand and giving me clarity. And even though I'm not always able to word things in a way that most people can fully grasp and understand, God can help you understand. So when I read something in the Bible and I'm getting an understanding from it, but I know there's something deeper in it, when I get to a point where I'm not able to get that depth, I just go to the Father. And even though it wasn't until the next day that he gave it to me, it stayed on my mind. I went to bed thinking about those verses. I even shared those verses with my daughter, trying to get an understanding of those verses. I woke up with those verses on my mind. And the first thing I did was go right back to my notes to complete yesterday's meditation. So I have a yearning to understand God's messages for me. And the more I yearn, the more he is going to give me clarity. And I am so grateful for the Lord. He is my teacher. He is my teacher. And there is a reason that he didn't give this information to me yesterday. There's always a reason God do things. I don't need to try to find out what that reason is. I don't need to say, Lord, what is the reason you waited till today? It's not necessary. It's not necessary because God has a reason for everything, and there is a timing for everything. It's a timing for everything, and I am just thankful that God comes through. He will always come through. As I praised him this morning, I praised him for being him. I praised him for existing because nothing else and no one else would exist without him. So my praise was a lot around the existence of God, the existence of the Father, because there is no life without the Father. There is nothing that we see, touch, or hear without the Father. Nothing. The Father is the beginning of all things. And so my praise was for him, for him, for him existing, being here for us. And I'm going to read God's message to me one more time, and then I'm going to close. Have no concern about your life. You are taken care of. Your life is a representation of my love and light. Just be all that you are, and life will take care of you. My chosen would assist you. Be free and know that my people are here and will partner with you to move forward in my plans for you. Be still and know that I am God. Praise the Lord. May God's blessings be upon your life each and every day, always.
Mm-hmm.